Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having our next guest back on the show. Steven Strauss is a good friend of ours, and he's one of the guys out there toiling the small business fields every day, working hard for you and me. He's an outstanding columnist for USA Today. His book is called The Small Business Bible Now, in its second edition. At least that's the one that I have. And he's our good friend. Steven Strauss, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Mr. Blasingame, good morning to you.
It's good to have you back. And, you know, Stephen, people might wonder about me. You know, I'm out here. I'm trying to supply my wares in the marketplace as a small business expert. You're a small business expert. You know, why are we working together? You know, my attitude is there's too much to do and not enough people to do it.
You know, it's so true. I used to be, as you well know, a practicing attorney, although I am a recovering lawyer.
We love you anyway, Stephen.
But, you know, when I first started practicing law, I went off on my own, right? My very first business was a law practice. And I had a guy in my building who I knew from law school, didn't know him really well, and he kept helping me. And he would teach me what I need to know. He'd tell me about business, or I'd have a legal issue that I didn't quite understand how to fix for a client, and he would help me. And I finally said, "Hey, Dave, what's the deal? Are you worried I'm going to take, you know, clients from you?" And he's like, "Bro, there's more than enough work to go around for all of us."
Yeah.
And ever since then, I thought that's, you know, the little light bulb went off my head, and that's been my attitude ever since. And I think it's really true. You know what? You share it out there, and people refer work back to you, and it works for everybody.
You know, there's no telling how many people I've helped get to start their own radio show. You know, and somebody one time asked me, you know, why you're helping me with my radio show. I might be a competitor of yours. I said, give it your best shot. Rock and roll, you know, the thing about it is, it makes us all better. It makes us all seek excellence. But the more important thing to me, Stephen, isn't that what really the way the 21st century is shaping up? That there's more potential if we work together than if we try to just shoot at each other from, you know, from our little forts and take shots at each other. Because in the final analysis, Stephen, it's not about you and me. It's about the customer, isn't it?
Well, it completely is about the customer, right? And, you know, the better you take care of their needs and help them out and solve the problems, although, of course, the better they're going to take care of you. You take care of your people, and they'll take care of you. I saw a study once that looked at the most successful franchises out there. Not all franchisees are created equal, and what's
right.
the difference?
Right.
Well, it turned out that the best franchisees treated their employees the best. They treated their employees like they were partners in the business, and they were communicative, and they had a fun workplace. Because it turns out that, you know, if you have a happy employee, then they take good care of your customers, and everyone else down the line is happy. So it's really about people. I mean, it's all about relationships.
Right. Well, there's no question about it. You know, I like, one of the things I like to do is bring people together. One of the great things you can do for your customers is to find them partners. And if you've got customers, folks, and you know somebody else who could be kind of a fit, introduce those people, put them together, Stephen. That's something that's been a lot of fun for me to do over the years. And I've had people say, well, won't our customers get confused? Or, you know, how would we separate our customers? I said, look, put your best foot forward. You appear like grown up adults, mature people who are comfortable in your own skin when you talk to the customers, when they know that you're partnering with these other people. Let the customers decide on their own. What do you think, Stephen?
Yeah, it's kind of like in the tipping point where he talks about those people who are connectors, and those are the people that really can make a difference for everybody. And it's interesting because what if you connect some people and you even took yourself out of the equation? You say, look, you know what? I can't really fix this for you. I don't have that product, or I don't provide that service, but I know who does. That's when you get loyalty for life.
When I was a consultant years ago, when I started my own business as a consultant, I was doing specific things for customers. And finally, some of them started asking me to do things that I didn't know how to do. And I needed the business. And so I was trying not to turn them down. And finally, it occurred to me, wait a minute. These people aren't paying me to do this. They're paying me to get it done. And that means I don't necessarily have to be the one to do it.
Right. And so if you did refer work out, it's an interesting discussion we're having.
Yeah.
If you did, in fact, refer work out to someone else, you're not going to make as much money that time.
But you made a customer
happy.
Over
the long haul, what you've done for your customer is show them that
much
what you're committed to is not your bottom line, but
Stephen
Strauss, success.
Ladies and gentlemen, the author of the Small Business Bible. When we come back, we're going to talk about mobile. Are you mobile? Is your business mobile? Are your customers mobile? And if they are, what are you doing about it? 10:22. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.